My dear listeners, I asked all of you to send me threats of rape, of kidnapping, you know, whatever you wanna, whatever floats your boat. And I said I would read them all in an audio and react to them. So this is exciting and really scary. Some of them made me really happy and excited to read. Some of them made me want to go and stare at a wall and disassociate for several days. But both reactions are much appreciated. And my little masochist heart is very, very happy. I've decided I'm going to make this into like a little mini series where I am going to dedicate an audio to each threat, because you guys put so much time and effort into these threats and I want to repay the favour. I am a people pleaser after all. So without any further chat, let's dive right into the first threat. I wait outside your home early in the morning. The cold air is biting at my skin, so I pull my big coat closer around me. Eventually, your door opens and you start making your way to work. I follow you down the street, keeping my distance but always watching you, imagining the shape of your body under your clothes. Sometimes you get a sense of my large physical presence behind you, so I drop back, always staying out of sight. That is, until we get to the alleyway just outside your office. At that point, I step up to you, tap you on the shoulder, and hold out a scarf in my hands. I tell you that you dropped your scarf, but sooner than you can respond, I push it into your face. A strong chemical scent washes up your nostrils, and you feel me dragging you into the alleyway. No one can see us now, and the drug in your system is making it impossible for you to resist. What follows is a blur of sensations and movements, and you find it hard to focus. You feel my mouth on your neck, kissing and biting, while my hands slip into your knickers, my cold fingers pressing on your warm, wet pussy. You hear me tell you that you are a filthy slut and a perfect little whore. Eventually, you feel yourself being lifted up, pushed against a wall. The rough brick rubs on your shoulders, leaving a graze as you feel my cock spread your hole open. Our bodies rock together and you can hear only my panting and grunts in your ear. You feel a sense of pain between your legs, but also an overwhelming warmth and pleasure. On top of it all is a sense of rightness. Like this is your true purpose, being used in the street for anyone to see. After what feels like both an instant and an eternity, the drugs in your brain making it hard to tell, you feel my cock twitch inside you, filling you up with hot, sticky cum. I pull back, throw you on the ground in a crumpled heap, your legs not able to respond to what you want them to do. Looking down you can see the white fluid leaking out of you as my presence disappears around the corner. You are left cold and alone, but filled, and a sense of well-being washes over you. Wow. I'm speechless. That was a really beautiful read of both, really, I mean, using drugs and stuff, like, it's fucked up. I love it. I like how, I love everything about this. I need to start by saying I love everything about this. And I really enjoyed reading it, and it even made me tear up. And I felt all of the things, and I feel very shaky now. You can probably tell by my voice, I'm literally shaking. I think I love the stereotypical, I don't know if it's stereotypical or not, but the classic waiting outside your home. I very much enjoy that sensation, that feeling. It's very invasive, it's very personal. I'm gonna be a bit of a nerd here, but I like the fact that you said home instead of house, like, because a home is like supposed to be full of love, and it's supposed to be comforting and somewhere that you feel safe and secure and happy. And the fact that you've used it in this really bitter tone is really beautiful to me. Oh my gosh. Okay. yeah, drugs. Drugs. I like that. I like that approach a lot. I honestly think being drugged and raped is so much more terrifying to me as a masochist, because if I were to get raped, I at least want to be able to, like, remember it afterwards. That's fucked. I'm so aware that I'm depraved and I'm fucked, and I'm really sorry about that. But like just not being able to remember what happened, and not, and I didn't mention this in my last audio, or the one before that, because it's something that I'm still very much recovering from, but I feel comfortable right now to mention it. But I did actually have I had an ex-boyfriend have sex with me when I was completely intoxicated. And I don't remember any of it. And I was also too young to be drinking. And he was older, so he was old enough to be drinking, but I wasn't old enough to be drinking, and I'm really sorry this has taken such a dark turn, but he had sex with me, and I think the next day he wasn't talking to me, he wasn't all there, I don't think, but in the evening, after I apologized profusely, because he was saying that I said some stuff that I shouldn't have done when I was drunk, he showed me the videos of everything that he did to me the next day, thinking that I'd be, you know, a-okay with that. I'm really sorry, but the fact that you talk about being intoxicated in this, that's what came up for me when I read that, so that made it all the more heavy and scary, because that was quite terrifying when that happened to me. It's probably why I'm the way I am. yeah, so moving on from the drugs, yeah, I love all the degradation. I am your filthy slut, and I am your perfect little whore. And I'm very excited to touch myself reading this. I like the touch about the brick as well. I love it when during sex, when things aren't meant to be painful, but they are. Like, if you have sex somewhere really uncomfortable, so good. Oh my gosh. And the what you say about the sense of rightness, that I would definitely feel that, like I would feel like I'm fulfilling my goals in life while that was happening. Sad, I know, but I love it. I love it all. I'm like, sorry, I'm scanning my eyes over it again now. I love this line so much. You feel my cock twitch inside you, filling you up with hot, sticky cum. Like, oh, like I can, reading those words, I can like feel it. And I love the ending. The ending hits very, very hard when you say, I pull back, throw you on the ground in a crumpled heap. And then you say, you are left cold and alone. I don't know if you heard this in my other audio, but one of my things, like one of my fears that I like to be brought up during sex is abandonment. So the fact that you ended it with that makes me very much want to go and stare at a wall for a few hours and disassociate. But yeah, that was really, really beautiful, and I can't thank you enough for sending that, and I'm very excited to have some fun with that later. So thank you so much, and I will see you all in Threats Part 2. Take care of yourselves. Thank you.